Teresa, you've talked about this for years. Let's talk a little bit about what this means, what is actually in place and implemented here in Valley City, and how can people go about getting help, want help, or others that are seeking help?
What we have developed here, we call the ROPES program, is an acronym for Rural Opioid Prevention, Education, and Support Program. It is not only for opioid prevention, it's for any substance use prevention. What we've put together are harm reduction services, syringe services, allowing people who are injecting drugs to come in and get clean syringes, clean equipment. And the idea behind that is that that will be one medical person that injecting drug user will see and will be able to connect with. And we can offer those services for treatment and other medical care while they're here. Another service will be peer support, which are people who have lived experience with substance use disorder, so maybe able to better relate to that person who has an issue with using substances. So they will be able to talk with them, help them either look for work or get their medical needs met. Just another positive influence for them to work with.
This harm reduction program, do you see it as a program that's maybe a little better than the previous programs, or does it enhance the ones that are in place?
I think it enhances what we've been doing. We've been working real hard here in Valley City to try to increase the availability and access for mental health services and substance use services. And we've been able to do that. We now have South Central Human Service Center with a regional outpost, I guess you could call it, in the second floor of the public health unit. We've also been able to work with Family Health Care, which is the federally qualified health center out of Fargo, who comes to Valley City now one day a week, will probably be starting 2 days a week. And they are able to provide services for everyone, regardless if they have insurance or they don't. Through Family Health Care, we'll be providing medication-assisted treatment or medication-supported treatment. Some people who are using substances are able to stop using by being on a medication that will help decrease that craving, that need to take that drug again. Family Health Care will be able to start providing that service.
And when is this service, harm reduction service, expected to be up and running? Is it this summer or this fall here at the City County Health District office, or is it already in place?
The peer support services are already in place. We're starting to provide that service. The rest of the services should be in place before the end of the summer. I don't have a hard start date because our plan is ready to be submitted to the Department of Health, and we have to wait until we get the approval from them to start doing some of the services.
Teresa, have you seen a spike in overdoses here in Barnes County over, let's say, the last year or two?
I don't know that there's been a significant increase. I don't have those exact numbers. Sometimes that information is hard to get because our numbers are so small and they can be identifiable to that person. I know that opioid deaths have increased nationally significantly, but in the last year or two have started to decrease again. North Dakota has not had as much of an opioid problem as we continue to have a methamphetamine problem, and that's coming from our law enforcement. I know that it's a problem in North Dakota, but methamphetamine seems to continue to be more of an issue.
And so they're noticing more arrests then related to methamphetamine use is on the rise again. It seems to go kind of a pendulum up and down with the meth use, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We know that people who enter a harm reduction program or who use harm reduction services are, according to the research that's been done, they are 5 times more likely to enter a treatment program. That's the reason that we really feel strongly that we need to try to have those services available here locally.